Eva agus falche go gin clar come and look class gin a shocked on a by me sure we Eve go gin in a clog agus as we all say at this time, hope you can stay with us right through until 9, because obviously we have some very important people for you to meet tonight. Our very special guest is a legendary Kerry GAA commentator, Uisce Fogarty. He'll be joining us in a couple of moments' time. But indeed, first before that, we're joined by Donegal ladies football manager Davy McLaughlin. Donegal in action in the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Championship quarter final on Saturday afternoon in St. Cernach Park in Tyrone in Clonus. Of course, Donegal, the reigning Ulster champions, first time Ulster champions, against Armagh, the side who defeated them in the Division 2 League final and denied them a place in top flight football next season. All that to come, as I said, of course, a busy weekend coming up on the club scene here in the Northwest as well. And of course, we have those two big games in Croke Park, Tyrone versus Kerry, which we will be talking to Uisce about, and Derry versus Kerry in the All Ireland minor semi final. That Tyrone Kerry game is in the senior championship, and well, certainly Tyrone and Mickey Hart flying high, though they haven't had their fair share of controversy on the way. We may discuss some of that with Uisce as well and get his general thoughts on the championship so far. But as I said, Donegal ladies are in action this weekend. They have put their celebrations on hold for their first ever Ulster championship title just over 3 weeks ago. They take on Armagh in the Athletic Ground, or in St. Cirith's Park in Clonus. And earlier this evening I spoke to the Donegal manager Davy McLaughlin before he headed out to training in Convoy.
Well, Davy, first of all, thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy man, and you're training tonight, getting ready for an All-Ireland quarter-final, and I suppose, you know, it's hard to imagine really, I suppose, that Donegal are going in as Ulster champions beyond your wildest dreams, even maybe at the start of the year.
Well, to be fair, Tom, look, you know, as I've said many times in the past, 14 was always about building for 15, and we set our stall out that we would give it a real good lash this year. So I suppose we maybe had the aspirations of Ulster and then see where that took us, and maybe the draw was slightly favourable in terms of down in the first round, which we won fairly comfortably. And, you know, that gave the girls a bit of heart, you know, and obviously Tyrone and then Monaghan in the final. So, look, yeah, look, we're here now. We're here in Merritt, I feel, and look, we're looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, there's certainly no question about it that you have performed in the championship and have reached a level of, you know, that nobody has seen here in Donegal for a long time. Everybody knew there was a talent there, but, you know, let's be honest about it. You know, you started from a low base when yourself and Sean O'Kane took over last year.
That's right. I suppose we did. You know, maybe things were at a low one. Sure, it could only go one way. And I remember, if I go back to the first night we took the girls and we told them what we were planning and how we thought we could make it different and better. And you know, you could see they weren't too sure about it. You know, maybe they'd heard all that before, but they very quickly realised that it was going to be different and better, and they were going to have to apply themselves, or they weren't going to stick it, you know, and maybe some of the things that have been done in the past weren't going to be acceptable. And to be fair to the girls now, they've applied themselves, you know, with great heart, and all that hard work now is coming to fruition, and the timing seems to be good, which just helps, obviously.
And I suppose the big question on everybody's lift, you know, after achieving what you have achieved this year, winning your first ever Ulster, which is a huge accolade, we even see with Donegal men and people like Jim McGuinness, how highly they hold an Ulster title in their scheme of things. How difficult has it been, or has it been difficult to lift the girls again and set new sights and new goals? Because really, that's what it is now.
Aye, that's right, Tom. I mean, as I say now, you're at the table with the big dogs now, you know, supposedly the best eight teams in the country. So, look, Tom, I made it very clear on the Sunday night show on the bus on the way home after one in Ulster that it had been a fantastic achievement, and they were, you know, to go out and enjoy it and celebrate it. But they were back to the hard work on the Wednesday night, and, you know, the only thing that they knew at that stage was that they were good enough to win Ulster. And I have great belief, and I know the rest of the management team have great belief and great faith in these girls, you know, that they can push on. And we've told them that, and to be fair, they came back that Wednesday night, Tom, and they put on a shift now that was hard work for them, given there was maybe still a wee bit too much to some of the other stuff in the bloodstream. But look, they've worked tremendously hard now in the last 3 weeks, and even on Monday night here, Tom, we had an in-house game, you know, on a small-sided in-house game, and they were going at it hammer and tongs. There was no hanging back on the basis of nobody wanted to pick up a knock. They were going at it full throttle now, and that to me was enough to say now there's a hunger there now, and they want to push on.
Yeah, and Armagh, your opponents, you know them pretty well.
Yeah, this will be the third time this year. Obviously, we won the first game of the season up in Glenfinnan against, which was probably, we probably had a weakened team that day. And of course, then they turned us over in the league final back towards the end of April. But Tom, you know yourself, this is Championship now, and I wouldn't read too much into either of those two, and I'm sure James Daly would be saying the same thing, you know.
Well, I think, though, speaking to the girls and indeed speaking to yourself a couple of times since, a lot of lessons learned from that Division 2 League final meeting in Parnell Park, both by players and management.
Well, look, none more so for me, Tom, you know, and I've said this all along, I hold my hands up, I got it badly wrong that day, you know, the girls were following the instructions and I just left it too late to make the changes, and even when they were made, you know, it was, the damage was done. Look, Tom, we won a lot of games fairly handy, and I suppose that was the only game we've lost all year, and it was a painful one to lose. And, but, you know, we're back in the same situation now, Tom. There's trapdoors all the way now. There's no way back, so I think that'll stand these girls in good stead, you know, certainly for Saturday. And then, you know, after Saturday, if we're lucky enough and good enough to win, well, you know, sure, anything can happen then.
Yeah, and in terms of Armagh, they're a good side. You know, they were the reigning Ulster champions until this year, or sorry, they won it last year. They were dethroned this year by Monaghan. So they'll be kind of orking to get a second chance as well.
Yeah, well, Armagh, to be fair, won Ulster last year and went through to an All-Ireland semi-final where they were heavily beaten by Cork. And I'm quite sure they have aspirations maybe to take another step this year, you know. That would be progress for them. Look, they're a good, solid unit. We know that, you know, from the back out, you know, and they're very solid in defence there with the Gerard Tennyson and a couple of McClearys and so on and so forth. And then, of course, you have Charlie O'Hanlon, who was the player of the year last year in the middle of the field, and rightly so. And, you know, they're very strong inside. You have the young Gerard Mackin, who everybody knows at this stage, and probably a bit of a shoe-in for an All-Star in her first year. But, you know, there's girls like Fionnuala McKenna in there as well, and young girl Lauren McConville from, that name would be synonymous for football in Armagh. And look, they're good players. So they're a strong unit now right across. There's no doubt about that.
And given you mentioned Amy Mackin there, and was it Fionnuala McKenna did all the damage against you very early in that league final, suffice to say, Donegal going to be set up differently on this occasion?
Well, somebody asked me earlier, had we a plan to deal with Mackin and O'Hanlon? And my answer is, we have a plan to deal with Armagh, because, yeah, you're right, those girls did a lot of damage. But, I mean, I'm sure those two girls would be no different than a couple of our own forwards. I say, look, they'll absolutely get the plaudits because they're putting the ball over the bar or onto the net. But, you know, somebody has to win the ball and put it into them. So, as I said now, they're a strong unit, and our plan now is certainly to try and nullify them right across the pitch.
And what, you've got roughly 3 weeks to prepare for it. How has those preparations gone?
Yeah, very, very good. Actually, I was delighted. We actually had 4 weeks, Tom, between the Ulster final and Saturday, and I was delighted because I knew that extra 3 or 4 weeks would allow players the likes of Kieran Guthrie, who was coming back from injury, to get another 4 weeks under their belt and a couple of Championship games, which has turned out to be the case. And Deirdre Foley, who had picked up a knock prior to that game, she was in the same boat, so she's had 4 weeks under her belt and trained last Friday night. And Rose Boyle, who was probably just back, maybe fit and available for selection at the time of the Ulster final, because she'd picked up a knock in the All-Ireland on the 21 final. But she's another 4 weeks, and she's just come on leaps and bounds. So look, it was tremendous from that point of view, you know, the extra week or two work for us, certainly. Yeah.
And I know there was a scare the week before last about Geraldine McLaughlin, but I think you've eased worries on that one as well.
Yeah, look, Geraldine, I suppose when you have the profile that Geraldine has, if anything happens, people maybe tend to overreact, you know. And look, she went down on her knee and she fell on the kneecap. She didn't twist anything at all. And I've described it as a bit like a shot in the funny bone, except it was the knee. She didn't train last week at all. We just told her to rest, but she was, again, Monday night, she played in the short-sided game inside here, and she was moving fine. There was no issue with Geraldine now. She was, as I said, she was hammering tongs at it now.
Yeah. And I know I put this to you earlier in the week, and you thought about it for a moment before you answered me. It's fair to say you're probably at your strongest, for this game, even stronger than you were for the Ulster final in terms of personnel available to you.
I think that's very fair, Tom. I hadn't actually thought about that, but if you go back to the start of the season, I mean, we were without players the likes of a Geraldine and an Yvonne McMonagall, and, you know, maybe when they were back, all of a sudden we'd lost Karen and a couple of other players. So, look, you're absolutely right. This is the strongest we've been in terms of the entire panel being available, you know, for sure, yeah, all fit and raring to go.
Yeah. So, 12:30 on Saturday?
12 Saturday, early throwing. Doesn't bother me in the slightest, you know. A couple of hours later it would have been fine, but it is what it is. 12:30, and I suppose we'll know the question, and everybody's up, we'll know the answer about a quarter to two on Saturday, Tom, where we'll go after that.
Look at David, the best of luck, and thank you again for taking time out from your busy schedule tonight. I know you, as I say, you have training there in Convoy, so, and the best of luck on Saturday.
No bother, Tom. Thanks very much.
Davy McLaughlin there, manager of the Donegal Ladies, joining us earlier this evening as he prepared for his last training session, actually, before Donegal take on Armagh in that All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Championship quarter-final in St. Shirlock's Park in Clonus on Saturday afternoon, as you heard there, 12:30. It's followed by Dublin versus Monaghan in the other quarter-final, with the winners of Donegal Armagh playing Monaghan and Dublin. Of course, Kerry and Cork are through on the other side, and they will meet in the other semi-final in the weekend after next. But while we're from ladies football, we turn our attention to men's football, and of course Tyrone versus Kerry on Sunday afternoon is the first of the All-Ireland semi-finals. It's an eagerly awaited tie, and of course it's a double bill for Kerry on Sunday, because their minors are also in action. They play Ulster champions Derry in the curtain raiser in Croke Park on Sunday afternoon, and to discuss that game and to discuss, well, the championship in general and his thoughts on it so far, what he makes of the championship so far, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by our very good friend Wishy Fogarty from Radio Kerry. Good night to you, Wishy.
Good night, Tom.
And what's the mood in the kingdom? I know you had the Rose of Tralee in Tralee last night, but you're in Killarney. What's the mood like down there?
Yeah, well, I tell you, the general consensus of opinion is that Kerry are good enough to win this game. That's the general consensus, Tom. We expect to win it. However, there's nobody under any illusion at all whatsoever, because Tyrone are going to prove a big obstacle. The one thing about Tyrone, people are inclined to forget a bit about them, I think, Tom, is I reckon myself they're a great Croke Park team. Tyrone play better in Croke Park than they play in their games in Ulster. I think Croke Park suit their style of football, and they have a good record against Kerry in Croke Park. We didn't beat them there since 1986. And the type of a game they play, an expansive game when they break from defence, they'll prove a big obstacle for Kerry, but we expect to win it.
Yeah, and In terms of how they've progressed, certainly they've come a little bit under the radar to a certain extent.
Yeah, but the one thing I've noticed about Tyrone, since they were beaten in Ulster by Monaghan, they've improved in all their games so far. They've got a few nice handy games, but their scoring rate has been improving in every game, Tom. And they're becoming more and more accustomed to the system that they're playing. They play, as we all know now, and everybody knows, they play a completely blanket defence, and they break very, very fast. They have a nice mixture of young and not old, but more advanced players. They have a lovely mixture of players there, and Mickey Hart has them playing to system. And no matter what they'll do, I notice with them, they'll stick to that system. Very difficult to break down, and Kerry are going to be have to be very patient. Now, if the game goes into the last 10 minutes and there's nothing between them, then it's going to be very difficult for Kerry, because Tyrone, when push comes to shove at the very end, I reckon myself that they're so experienced about in Croke Park, they don't give a damn about Kerry, and I reckon myself that if Kerry hadn't gone from them, it could be very difficult.
Kerry have had difficulty in the past, as you said. This goes back to 84, since you last beat them in Croke Park. But you have kind of into that, shall we say, hoodoo or jinx they seem to have over you. You had a big win against them in a qualifier down in Tralee or Killarney, was it? You've beat them a couple of times in the league as well.
Yeah, that was in Killarney, Tom, yeah. But Tyrone were gone away down that time. And the league means nothing. League and championship, you can't compare them down in Kerry anyway. We wouldn't compare them one way or the other, but I'm talking about it was all right to beat Tyrone and Killarney in the playoffs there a couple of years ago. But Croke Park is a different place for them. And another thing, of course, we all know Kerry's tradition. I reckon it counts a lot when they go into Croke Park. It means a lot, and they like playing there. But Tyrone now are after building their own tradition in Croke Park, and in particular these younger players coming through. They've been playing minor and under you won a lot. They have won a lot. They have won played a lot of minor games in Croke Park also. So they're very experienced, Tom. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Kerry are going to be very patient. I think we have the better scoring power. I think man for man we have the better footballers. But as I said, Tyrone, experience enough, it should be a cracking game. It's going to be a great clash, Tom.
Yeah, and tell me, how good is this Kerry team compared to, say, last year or other teams that won All-Irelands?
Well, the first part of your question is, how good are they in comparison to last year? They are definitely better than last year. They're a better team than what won it last year. Because last year, it was a team that Eamon Fitzmaurice was building. It was a team that he was just putting together. And the fact that they have won in All-Ireland, the fact that they have been there, the fact that they have done that, means that they are more experienced this year. They have Tommy Welch back in the subs. They have a very good substitute bench. We saw against Kildare, which was a non-event, of course. But the one thing I liked about the subs, when they came on against Kildare, the Kerry subs, they were moving very well. As the fella said, they were mad for road. They were very great directness in their play, and they were finishing very, very well. However, having said that, unfortunately, I thought Kildare, Tom, were the worst team I've seen in Croke Park. Would you believe that?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll just leave that game for a moment. Tell me, in terms of the championship so far, in terms of vintage, how would you rate it? Or?
Not great, Tom. I'd say most people will understand this and they'd agree with us. There's been an awful lot of bad games, really. Very one-sided, very lopsided games. Hasn't been great one way or the other. Dublin flying through Leinster. The Munster game between Cork and Kerry now, they were two good games, all right. But outside of that, generally, overall, Tom, I wouldn't say that the championship has been good so far. We'd be hoping for two good games in the two semi-finals now. But generally, overall, there has been an awful lot of one-sided games. But having said that, Tom, if you go back down through the years and look at all the scores, it's been happening continuously, really.
Yeah.
I remember Mick Dwyer's great Kerry team. They'd go up to Croke Park and they were even hammering Ulster teams there at one stage. They were racking up 5, 12, 13, 14 points, and they were winning. If you come down to Munster and look at all the Munster records at Munster Championship game back in the 50s and the 60s, there has been some non-events, really. So it's a thing that has been happening. However, the gap has widened even more, Tom, because the four or five teams at the top are going away more from the weaker teams. They are putting in more, it's more professional, and the gap is getting wider. That's what I'd say to you.
Mm. And are the four best teams in the last four, last eight?
Oh, I'd say they are, Tom, definitely. I'd say they are. Tyrone, all right, would be a bit of a surprise coming through there. But strange enough, I thought you're on County Donegal. I was watching the Ulster final in the box. I thought Donegal should have beaten Monaghan by at least 5 points in the Ulster final. So I never thought that Monaghan were going to do any grashka whatsoever. But Donegal got a little bit tired. But the big game really for me is going to be Dublin and Mayo.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at it from the point of view now that Kerry are going to beat Tyrone. We expect that. We expect it. Tyrone might beat Kerry, I don't know, but we expect Kerry to win, that's the way we're looking at it. And can you imagine now, if Dublin go out, and if Mayo go out, and one of the two teams win convincingly, we'd say for argument's sake, that Dublin won that game by 6 or 7 points against Mayo, then I can tell you, that'd be some win.
Yeah, tell me, has the gloss gone a little bit off Dublin, or is it the fact that Jim Gavin might be just holding them back a little?
Strange enough, I think they've gone back a small little bit, Tom, and I'll tell you why. I think since they had to change their style of play and play that little bit more defensive because they learned a solitary lesson last year against Donegal. They went out gung-ho and they were caught. But now they're after changing their game. They're bringing more men back. They're working a different type of a system. I would think that they've gone back that small little bit. However, we won't know yet because they have met... Well, I won't say they have met nothing. That wouldn't be very generous of me. But the teams they have met so far, they have simply blown them away. So we don't know until they meet me or no, Tom, what kind really Dublin are. This is a big test for them.
And tell me, what do you make of Mayo?
Christ, Tom, I think Mayo are very good. They're a very good team. I tell you the truth, I'm very impressed by them. They're very strong since they put O'Shea in full forward. Not alone is he a big, strong man. Not alone is he a warrior, And not alone is he hard, but that fella has great skill. I'm always looking at it. He can do anything with the ball. He can control the ball when he's gone through. He can lay it off. He can guide it here. He is left and he is right. He's a beautiful footballer. And I think Mayo, after coming on a ton, however, having said all that, there's big pressure on. There's more pressure of the four teams left. There's more pressure on Mayo to win the All-Ireland than any of the four teams, Tom.
Yeah,
that's what I would. Anyway. However, just very briefly about Kerry Dinn, James O'Donoghue, who we know was injured there against Kildare, he hasn't been doing any contact training. They're training behind closed doors here and they keep everything quiet. But
behind closed doors, not letting you in.
No, they're letting nobody in, Tom, and we don't know what's happening. And they keep everything so quiet, I can tell you the truth, we don't know what's happening. But I do know that James O'Donoghue hasn't done any contact training yet. He's been training all right, but more contact. So
what's the injury?
The injury is the shoulder. The shoulder that he got done there last October, after the All-Ireland series last year, he played the whole All-Ireland series with the shoulder popping in and popping out and popping out and popping in. And he had a big operation then after the All-Ireland, and that he was back playing again, but he fell in it against Kildare and it popped out again.
Yeah, and what's the word on the Gooch, Colm Cooper?
The word on the Gooch is that Gooch will be playing and that he's flying and that he's great. We saw him in the semi-final or the quarter-final against Kildare. He'll probably be playing. Now, if you must remember, against Kildare, Gooch came on because Donaghy was injured. Mm. Now, I'd expect myself that James O'Donoghue won't start. I might be wrong. I expect James O'Donoghue won't start, and I expect Donaghy to start full forward, and I expect Gainey and Cooper to start in the corners.
Mm. And tell me, just digressing for a moment, what do you make of all this talk about sledging that we have heard of all summer and the diving and all we've heard about? Is it something new, something we should be worried about, or is it something that's been blown a little bit out of proportion?
Well, Tom, first of all, anyway, I don't like the term sledging for a start. I think there's a way more brutal than that. I think there's insulting, players insulting and abusing each other.
Mm.
That's putting it in a nutshell. Sledging is a very easy word, but I mean, it's a very nice word to use in today's language. But it's one player abusing and demeaning another player on the pitch. Now, we know what's happening. All I can know myself, Tom, I was refereeing myself for 20 years. I refereed All-Ireland semi-finals and national leagues and everything. I never came across it, would you believe?
Never.
It could have happened behind my back. But never once did I have to approach a player and to correct them for something like that, would you believe? Either down here in Kerry, I refereed five or six county finals. I don't ever remember that. It's something, but I'm not saying it wasn't there now, Tom.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't there.
Well, we've all heard of the stories and the yarns about fellas jibing at each other.
Jibing. Fellas would be having a few words at each other, but it has gone more malicious now.
Mm.
And even it's gone out there in social media, Tom, and other things like that. And we see what's happening. And fellas are going down. Fellas are going down now and pretending they're injured. We saw Aidan O'Mahony, our own man, doing it. We saw Michael Shields doing it. We saw the Tyrone fella doing it there, the last day.
Mm.
No, I don't think he deserves an 8-week suspension, I'll tell you the truth. I hope myself that he's playing against Kerry, because I don't think the rule is there to cover that. And until the rule comes in where a fella can be put off, get a red card for doing something like that, I don't think to be covered properly.
Mm.
I don't think that fella should get 8 weeks, and I don't think they should make an example of him now. Tom, I'll tell you the truth. But, yeah, you see, the game has changed anyway. It's all, the fellas are closer to each other now, and it's more professional.
And of course, it's under more spotlight, more TV cameras, more...
Correct.
More people talking, more pundits. The RT Sunday game crew are coming in for a fair bit of criticism too.
I presume now you're referring to the football Sunday game,
the
hurling.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, just see, Tom, and the reason why I said that, Joe, is that the Sunday football game... would want to learn from the hurling panel.
Yeah.
Now, I watch both of them, and there's no doubt at all about it. Some footballers should learn from the hurlers, and the football panel, not all of them now, should learn from the hurling panel, and the behaviour of the panels.
What's the biggest lesson they should learn?
The biggest lesson, if you learn, they should be courteous.
Hmm.
And they shouldn't be taking advantage of demeaning people when they're on national television. And you mentioned the word sledging. Well, if you want to use that with some of the panel, you can use it, because it has been happening. You mean that if you're watching the hurling panel every Sunday night, Tom, all those hurlers fellas there, like that, listen, it is like chalk and cheese. They're different characters, different fellas. No, I'm not referring to all the football analysts. But all I'm saying is, Tom, that I don't know, can anyone disagree with me when I say that the hurling panel is far above the football panel. And the football panel are inclined to get away very easily when they did me. Well, we saw an instance of it there some time ago when Joe Bolly castigated that referee, over the penalty. Everybody's entitled to give their opinion, and everybody's entitled to constructive criticism. But I tell you, Tom, you don't demean people. You don't call people names, and you don't make little of them. I don't like that. You don't see it in the holding panel.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the game. Oh, sorry, before we go back to the game, Kerry Miners are in action. Of course, people seem to forget you won the All-Ireland Minor title last year. Jack O'Connor has them back again this year.
We had, and we won the junior already this year, Tom, so we'd be kind of half hoping that we might put in off the treble. But I say, no, it's not as good a minor team as last year. It wouldn't have some of the stars that they had. But I can tell you, they're very evenly balanced. They're a lovely team. We're very strong up the centre. We have a very good full-back. And the number one thing is, we have Jack O'Connor manager. And I can tell you, if you want to beat a Jack O'Connor team, you have to be up early in the morning. Because I have never seen any men in Kerry in my life to be able to manage young players, to be able to coach them, to be able to man-manage them, to be able to bring in a style of play, a distinctive style of play, as Jack O'Connor can do. You'll see what they'll do next Sunday now, Tom. They'll get the ball in defence, they'll work it out a few hand passes, they'll get it out to the middle of the field, and they'll let it in long, and they'll have the lads inside running into the open spaces all the time. That's his style of play. Now, I don't know much about Derry. I don't know how good or how bad they are, because we don't know. We just have to judge minors. But all I'm saying is, if Jack O'Connor's team are beaten next Sunday, they'll be beaten by a better team, Tom.
Look at Weechi. Unfortunately, the clock has caught up to us. But we'll talk to you again in the weeks ahead, and no doubt we'll talk to you ahead of the next semi-final or the All-Ireland, should Kerry make it through. But again, it's great to hear from you, and our listeners really love listening to you.
Lovely talking to you. Thanks, Tom.
That's the great Weechi Fogarty there from Radio Kerry. Certainly having some frank views about sledging and indeed the abuse that players are getting from panellists and referees and officials. That's about it from me from this week. Of course, we have a hectic weekend of activity here in Donegal as well, with second round game in the senior championship and quite a few games. There's four on Saturday night. McCools versus Gweedore. Four Masters are at home to St. Michael's. Niamh Murray play Termon. Kilkenny are at home to Kilcar. And then on Sunday, we have three games in the afternoon. Glenswiddie versus Mallon. Dunlow at home to Ardra. Clonidy will play Glenfinn. And then on Sunday evening, it's the big one, St. Junan's versus Niamh Connell. We'll have live action from all those games over the weekend. But that's about it, as you can hear in the background from my special guest tonight, Weechi Fogarty down in Kerry. To Davy McLaughlin, manager of the Donegal Ladies, to Jimmy Stafford on sound. From me, Tom Comeback, until next week's Slán Agus Bannock.